Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob is having an end-of-the-year clearance sale. That means discounts. Big discounts. Everything on the yard is marked down. We've got several portable corral systems that have got to go, including AeroQuip, Diamond W, and Cattle Flow Bud Boxes for up to $1,500 off. We've got 8 10-bale accumulators to get rid of. Those are marked down $900 and will sell fast. We have electric fence on sale, and we've got cattle scales. Here's our end-of-the-year special. You get two 3,300-pound load bars, a scale head, and a rechargeable data collector. Everything you need for $1,000. That's a 41% discount. Supply is limited. Remember, everything is on sale. Trailers, squeeze chutes, alleys, crowding tubs, continuous fence, heavy-duty gates, and pre-cut posts, just to name a few, at GoBob Pipe and Steel. These best deals will go first. Don't wait until the sale stock's been picked over. Call today, 877-851-2365. Going into the winter months, we're in a lot better shape than a year ago, at least as far as the 2024 winter wheat crop is concerned. So says state wheat specialist Dr. Amanda De Silva.
We are very excited with this fall forage growth this year, especially as we compare with last year that was minimal. So wheat is looking good for the most part. We got a lot of growth.
A lot of that improvement is the transition from La Nina to El Nino. Meteorologist Travis Meyer tells us that El Nino is firmly in place now.
One of the biggest things that we're seeing right now is that for a while when we did our winter forecast in November, we were kind of thinking that this was going to be probably an excessively strong El Nino. It is a borderline strong El Nino, and so it isn't quite up to where we thought it was probably going to head, and we thought it'd be near the top, and it's up there, but it's not quite to the point of like getting like nervous and saying, boy, this is going to be some weird stuff going on. So it's acting pretty normal. We have storm systems that are lined up out in the Pacific, and so you can see those coming in. So if you watch the weather forecast, we're able to kind of say, well, we have another storm system coming in next weekend. You know, we have one this weekend with cold front. We do have these systems lined up, and there's about one every week here as we go. It still looks like someplace like early January. There's one big cold front right before Christmas, and then right after New Year, some of our extended models are saying we should get the back door open and should get a blast of Arctic air in here for a while. We'll see what happens with that. It'll probably be more towards spring when we see a lot more of the storm systems that will probably give us a little bit better chance of rain. These are moving so fast, we're not getting that Gulf moisture in here enough here. Well, just to the east, like Louisiana, I've never seen them really have the drought that they had, and now they're getting soaked and saturated. So I think it'll work back west just a little bit with time.
Overall, obviously, we're better off than a year ago. Our ability to make hay and have forage this year is much, much better. Are we going to continue to build on that, you think, into the winter and into next spring and summer?
You know, the rains were so timely this last year just to get us by because everybody was low on hay. And, you know, so I was praying that we were going to see enough rain. So obviously that kind of bounced back up for most of us. I know Osage County across southeast Kansas was not nearly in Missouri. It got hit hard yet this year. So there's a strong belief that we're going to see enough moisture that should set us up fairly well for the spring and into next summer. So that's the plan with El Nino. We'll see if El Nino wants to listen to us while we're talking. That's all I'm saying.
Meteorologist Travis Meyer. I'm Ron Hayes reporting. Christmas not far away, and right after Christmas, it'll get busy, including the 4th Annual Cattlemen's Congress, 30th of December through the 11th of January. That'll be happening at the OKC Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.